All right, it is time for overtime on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We've still got a few more games to go to talk about Trenchum and Benchum for this week. Lyle, this game was the sweetheart of the week. It was meant to be number one versus number two as far as the draft picks went. I don't think that's going to be happening. Chicago, Washington.
Yeah, that's the bummer of it all because Caleb Williams has heated up over the last few weeks. And unfortunately, Jaden Daniels, who I think is QB5 in most PPR leagues or whatever, he's not probably going to suit up. So Williams has had 25 fantasy points averaged. 25 fantasy points the last 2 weeks. So I think he's a top 12 guy now for this week, just because Washington's pass defense is so poor and Williams has found his groove. So I think you got to put him in the trenches. DeAndre Swift, it's weird to say, but I think he's an RB1 now.
Yeah.
The way the running back position has gone, I mean, he's at least an RB2. And if you got him as your RB2, your team is probably in good shape. DJ Moore is a wide receiver too, as well. I know it was two touchdowns for Keenan Allen last week, but I'm still not playing him. It was his only emergence in this offense at this point. I think I'm keeping him on the bench. And probably the same with Roma Dunze. He's a great prospect, and I think he's just getting caught up in the volume problem where there's just not enough footballs to get a Dunze, a starting spot in fantasy lineups. Cole Kmet in tight end mandatory leagues, I think you could do worse than him, so he's probably in the trenches as well. For Washington, I do like Mariota if you're in a real bind or maybe a two-quarterback league. I think you could play him this week. But definitely in shallower leagues, you're keeping him on the waiver wire or on the bench. I like Brian Robinson Jr. I know he's not playing full load or full minutes, so to speak. But I think he's still a safe RB2. Terry McLaurin's a wide receiver, too. He's had double-digit fantasy points 5 straight weeks. So you're playing him for sure. Austin Eckler, I think you could probably flex him as well. Zach Ertz in a tight end mandatory, especially a PPR tight end mandatory. I think he could be a starting option for you as well. But that's as far as I can go with any other pass catchers for Washington. Definitely both defenses on the bench as well.
My nut, Zach Ertz. I see Chicago as a 2.5-point favorite in that game. You know, there are games that stick out to you as, you got to be kidding me. Somebody's going to have to be subjected to this torture. And that's the one I'll be breaking down next, and that is Carolina at Denver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, there's money to be made on this game,
John. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, just all the way around, this is just garbage. Bryce Young suiting back up for Carolina again, and that means Chuba Hubbard is the only play. Deontay Johnson is hurt. Xavier Leggett, doesn't matter. I think Thielen might even get to suit up, but it doesn't matter because Bryce Young just is not good yet. Yuck. So Chuba Hubbard, and we move over to Denver. Patrick Surtain could cover. They may not even have to put a defensive line out there and just put Surtain out there and have him cover everybody. He could do that. I can't see any. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. It doesn't matter. For Denver, Bo Nix, I think, is a streaming play this week. Javonte Williams is turning into a running back, too, I think. But I still am not excited about the Cortland Sutton, Troy Franklin, Devon Vele, trio of wide receivers, so I'm not putting any of them out there, neither or Adam Trautman. I think I'm starting the Denver defense, though, for sure, and Denver's favored by 9.5 points. Jack, you get Kansas City and the Raiders.
Yeah, I don't think Denver's good enough to cover 9.5. I mean, it's still professional football, and they're still the Broncos, but all right. Kansas City side of the ball, Kareem Hunt, definitely in the trenches. Kelce, trenches. Either sexy flexi or tight end mandatory. Either way, he's in the trenches. DeAndre Hopkins, John, traded to the Chiefs. You know, I know that helps Lyle's dynasty QBs when they get rid of their number one wide receiver. But I would probably like to watch him in DFS play a week before I put him in the trenches in a league I cared about. You know, but he could come out and ball out. I like Xavier Worthy still this week as a WR2 sexy flexi receiver. Chiefs defense, I got no problem putting them in the trenches against Las Vegas. And then Patrick Mahomes. Well, it's just like this, John. You drafted him. He's going to get you double-digit fantasy points. And as long as you're winning in your league, don't make any adjustments. But if you've been losing by 5 or 10 points, you should think about Drake May or Bo Nix over Patrick Mahomes in fantasy football. He's just not a good fantasy quarterback. In my opinion, you should try to trade the guy away. See if you can get something for him. So that's what I would do. I would bench Patrick Mahomes in fantasy football in favor of the other quarterbacks I mentioned, unless you've just been rocking and rolling and it hasn't cost you, then don't change anything. Vegas side of the ball, Brock Bowers tight end mandatory or sexy flexy. I've got, like, if it's not tight end mandatory, I'm still putting him in a flex spot. Alexander Mattison, he's had a couple of good games. Chiefs are good against the run, but everyone's desperate at running back. RB2 sexy flexy style running back for Alexander Mattison. And that's it. I'm no Minshew, no Myers, no Tucker, no Raiders defense. I don't like any of it. Chiefs should easily win this game, but you know, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a 350-yard, 22 fantasy point game now, he's not gonna. So
I'm with you on the benching Mahomes. You have to do it. You don't drop him, but you have to bench him. And what's a head scratcher to me is he's like, it's Lamar Jackson, and I can't remember who would be next, but then Mahomes is getting talked up for MVP, but I forget that MVP is different than fantasy football MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, given as what his team has been able to do with their lack of talent at skill positions and injuries, I mean, he's got an argument, but yeah. Anyone that thinks it's not Lamar Jackson or, I don't know, somebody like that, I think Lamar's probably a lock for MVP.
I think Jared Goff could enter into the fray too. Yeah. He's been so efficient, but we'll see.
Sunday Night Football, Lyle, Dallas taking on the 49ers. What could have been this game?
Yeah, this is another strange one. Dak Prescott is quarterback 19, and he hasn't missed time. He hasn't not produced. You know, he's been on the field. He's just not producing. I feel like you got to not play Dak Prescott. That's weird to say. CeeDee Lamb, he's a wide receiver one. It's just a volume play there. I think Jake Ferguson, it's the same thing at the tight end position. He's gotten the targets. I think you would play him in a tight end mandatory league, so suit him up. You definitely should be rostering Jalen Tolbert. He's been pretty up and down, so he could be a dart throw. I've got him on the bench this week just because, like I said, I don't know if I like Dak this week. And same with Rico Dowdle. He's probably a flex play. If you're running back needy, I think you could suit him up this week. As for San Francisco, everybody is pretty much questionable other than Brock Purdy. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk is out with that knee injury, but I think you can play Purdy this week. I think he's a top 12 quarterback. It looks like Debo Samuel getting over his pneumonia that limited him to 4 plays last week. You're definitely suiting up Debo if he starts. You're suiting him up, so make sure you check that one out on Sunday. George Kittle, again, he's got a foot injury, but he's questionable basically every week and usually suits up. He's a tight end one. In fact, I think he's tight end two overall this year. Jordan Mason's been a little down the last 3 weeks. He hasn't cracked double digits in fantasy points the last 3 games, but he's still getting the touches. I think you got to play him as an RB2. Again, another questionable guy, Juwan Jennings. I think if he suits up, I would probably put him in as a flex option this week, knowing Ayuk is for sure out. I don't think I could put Ricky Pearsall, who's come back from being shot earlier this season. This would be quite the show, I think, of just they should follow the San Francisco 49ers around and make a documentary out of this season, because this has been quite the up and down injury plague season. We haven't even talked about Christian McCaffrey, who's maybe going to return in a week or two, but this is just a mash unit out there right now for the Niners.
San Francisco is favored by 4.5. I get Monday Night Football and another great game, and that is the New York Giants taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Giants are the Giants, and nothing changes. So if you have any of these guys, don't expect anything different than what they've been producing. Daniel Jones runs around a little bit, throws a few passes, probably not going to get you too many touchdowns. Malik Nabers is the target hog and is the high point guy on the team. Devin Singletary and Tyrone Tracy, I think it's going to start turning in. It's like a 50-50 split, but Tracy's looked better. So running back 2, flex at best. Wandale Robinson, He'll catch you six passes for 12 yards and get you some points in your PPR league. But that's the only time you would ever start him. And I'm not, I wouldn't start him this week against the Steelers because their defense is so good. All right. Russ Wilson, shaky start, turned it into a pretty good game. Maybe had a little fans behind him. I do want to say this. It was very classy how Justin Fields took being benched. I was not expecting that out of him. Not that it means anything for fantasy. Just wanted to say it out loud. But are you starting him against the Giants? Two quarterback leagues? Sure. Najee Harris looks like he's running in wet cement. Jaylen Warren, but you're going to start Najee, but I think he's a running back too at best. Jaylen Warren catches more passes, and Wilson's a big dump-off guy, but he's no better than a flex to me. George Pickens, wide receiver two. Pat Freiermuth, tight end mandatory start. 16-team league. That's what we'll throw out there for that. You're starting Pittsburgh's defense. Pittsburgh favored by 6.5. This is the only game with a number lower than 40. There's going to be a lot of points scored this week, according to Vegas. So, and that will do it for the three of us for overtime on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Loon.